Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A few people, I'll say three out of the hundreds that we've heard from, have responded that the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is The Last Jedi. Well, I don't think that's a shot at me directly, but you know I take it personally when it has to do with Star Wars. We're asking you to fill in the blank. The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is what? Complete the sentence. And no, it doesn't have to be from the world of sports. And yes, we are being completely cheeky. It's the preseason. If you're putting too much emphasis on exhibition football, well, then that's probably your fault, your problem. But people are starting to complain about it. And so we thought it would be fun to do this particular question. And I did think we'd get a lot of responses. Boy, have we. And some of them have made us laugh out loud. Others have required that I get explanation from Dave and Chris because I have no idea what they're talking about. Also, if you send me politics in response, you know you get muted, right, or blocked. So don't even bother. I'm not looking for your political crap. You cannot rain on my parade. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also, on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and your answers are delightful. And we've also sparked a debate about ketchup on steak. I blame Chris. So you can check that out on Twitter as well. He actually put up a poll. Chris, how are you feeling about the steak with ketchup poll, considering that so far you're getting buried, or at least people of your kind are getting buried?
I'll represent Ketchup Nation all day. I don't care.
You don't mind that there's a very few people who are following you. You know, in order to be a leader, people have to follow you.
Just like Tom Hanks in Castaway, I'll find a way to survive on this island.
I can't believe he just compared ketchup on steak to Tom Hanks' brilliant acting job in Castaway. That's one of my top five favorite movies of all time, and you just ruined it. I mean, heavens. I think this might be about the age. Do you think you'll grow out of it, Dave? At some point, do you think you'll grow out of ketchup on a steak?
No, I think he's permanently damaged.
Oh, I'm not giving up on you yet, Chris. But there
you
are
should.
There are 20% of people out there who do agree with you that ketchup on a steak is okay. I'm just saying you put the poll out, and I don't know if you were expecting to have a landslide of people try to bury you with your ketchup.
Maybe I should have used Mel Gibson in Braveheart as a reference instead. I'll lead a small army, but a strong army against a strong force.
I mean, man, you're going to be weak after eating ketchup on your steak. That's just it's not going to give you strength and fill you with good energy. Uh-oh, it's bad juju. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The Antonio Brown saga is worse than the NFL preseason. Honestly, and I swear to you that I was planning on doing an Antonio Brown free show. I was, but I can't because every day there's something new. And no, it's not like new as in a gift underneath the Christmas tree. Nope, not like that. There's actually two pieces of news. So I'll give you the good news first. I mean, I don't even know how we define good news in this case anymore.
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Nope. Here is the positive for the Raiders. Antonio was back with the team Monday.
Big Chest for now.
I don't know if he was claiming that when he showed up at the Raiders practice facility. But I also don't think it's a coincidence that he showed up hours after Mike Mayock and the Raiders issued their ultimatum.
You all know that AB is not here today, right? So here's the bottom line. He's upset about the helmet issue. We have supported that. We appreciate that. Okay, but we've, at this point, we've pretty much exhausted all avenues of relief. So from our perspective, it's time for him to be all in, we're all out. Okay, so we're hoping he's back soon. We got 89 guys busting their tails. We are really excited about where this franchise is going, and we hope AB is going to be a big part of it starting week one against Denver. End of story. No question.
Now, according to Drew Rosenhaus, the agent for Antonio Brown, he's been in contact with Mike Mayock multiple times, that they've come to an understanding. The understanding is that he had to report to the facility on Monday. So I appreciate that. I feel like that's a positive step. As much as I have criticized his decisions to this point, I believe that that was the right thing to do. Okay, so good for you, Antonio. More importantly, good for the Raiders. However, there is another shoe to drop. He is wearing shoes now. He's better with the frozen feet. Antonio Brown has filed yet another grievance against the NFL. This time about the new old helmet that he found. I know more about NFL helmet safety and regulations than I ever thought I would. So here's what he's asking for now. He already filed a grievance and got turned down by the arbitrator to get permission to wear his outdated Shut Air Advantage. Shut your mouth. No. It's called the Shut Air Advantage. But you remember, he put out a plea on social media. He found a newer model of his old helmet that was manufactured within the 10 years. However, it did not pass the safety tests. And no, these are not safety tests administrated by the NFL. They're safety tests administrated by an organization that does this for a living. So Antonio is ticked off because he said the NFL told him that if he found a helmet that was manufactured within the 10-year window that he could wear it, but it didn't pass the safety standards. Now, I don't know if that's what the league told him. If they said carte blanche, find a helmet that you like, a newer model of the old helmet that's outdated, and we'll let you wear it. I don't know if that's the case. But it didn't pass safety testing, and so he still can't wear it. And so now he's saying, hey, I found a newer model. You allowed everybody else to have a year grace period. I should have another year grace period with this newer old model of my helmet. So he already had 1 year as a grace period, like everybody else. Like Tom Brady, like Aaron Rodgers. I think it was Joe Staley who spoke about it Monday Night Football or before Monday Night Football about having to change helmets and how awful it was and how the new one gave him a broken nose and all that jazz. But now Brown wants another year because he found the same helmet that's 5 years younger. So he thinks he should have another year as a grace period. What are the chances that the league and the arbitrator fall for that argument? Please make me roll my eyes. Again, my eyes are going to get stuck in the back of my head, for heaven's sakes. So I would agree with, I would say, several dozen of you who have written in to say the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is Antonio Brown and his constant demands, Antonio Brown and his drama, having Antonio Brown on your team. Now, Rosenhaus has said Brown wants nothing more than to be there with his team, that they've got to work out this helmet issue. The problem is he waited until the last minute. He kept trying to sneak the helmet onto the field during OTAs in the spring instead of trying to find a new one. So time is now of the essence. It's running out. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Couple of other football notes. Melvin Gordon says he's waiting on the call from the Los Angeles Chargers. He's waiting to hear that there's been some resolution to his contract, but he's more than a month into his holdout, and he's left his NFL head coach with a cloud of uncertainty. Anthony Lynn, a guest on the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Melvin and I, we've spoken. We've had good conversations, and I trust that this situation is going to work itself out with management. And we like to have him, but he's not here right now. And like you said, I'm really focused on the guys that are here and trying to get them better and move forward.
We want Melvin back. What he brings a lot to our offense. Right now our young guys, Justin and Eck and a couple other guys are springing in. They're doing a heck of a job, and thankfully we have them. But we want Melvin back. There's no doubt about it. So hopefully we see him here before too long. I know Melvin knows. I'm pulling for him. And in saying that, that means you want what's best for him. You want him to feel great, and you want him to be at peace with how it all ends. And hopefully, it's right here. So he knows that. Are we better with Melvin? Heck yeah, we are. And so hopefully, we have him in addition to these other guys, and then it'll be one of the saltiest running back groups around. So I am in no place to speak for the organization, but I know no player is in a panic right now. We want to support him. We wish he was here, but we also know that it's August 18th and everything's okay at this point.
So Philip Rivers passionate about getting Melvin Gordon back, but also wanting him to do what's right for him. I like what he said. He asked to have a piece about the way this ends, and that's certainly his prerogative. Similar to Ezekiel Elliott, it's definitely Zeke's prerogative. If he wants to hold out, that's what he gets to do. However, it's also the prerogative of his employer to put together a contingency plan and move on without him. I mean, if you're going to hold out and work out in Cabo instead of with your team in California or now in Dallas, then you're forcing your employer to move on without you, or at least figure out what to do if, in fact, he has to move on without you. And yet, Zeke felt disrespected from Cabo. At least he's still keeping in touch with the news, what's happening. He felt disrespected by Jerry Jones' attempted humor. ZQ? I mean, that seems kind of rich to me. If you don't want your employer joking for the 8 millionth question that he has to face about whether or not his star running back is going to be joining the team anytime soon, well, if you don't want him making jokes, which that's just kind of how I deal with tough situations. I make jokes as well. If you don't want him moving on without you, then get your rear end to camp. I don't know that you get to be offended by a joke that he makes when you're the one who's created the situation. So either get your butt to camp or get a thicker skin, one or the other. A-Law Radio is where you can find me on Twitter. The only thing worse than NFL preseason. Now, I feel like Steve is just piling on here. He's saying on Twitter, the Ewoks. I mean, now you're just going to take pot shots at the Star Wars nerd. I get it. David says the only thing worse than preseason football is going to the dentist. We've seen a couple of these tweets or Facebook posts, which I really like. The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is the Pro Bowl. And my response to that would be similar to Jerry Jones. The what? Pro Bowl who? All right, so find us on Twitter or on Facebook. And if you must weigh in on Chris and his steaky ketchup, his ketchupy steak, blah, 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 blah. I guess that's your prerogative. Do it. Bury him. We'll get to your calls coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Hey, Chris, your ketchup poll on steak is getting retweeted by a lot of people. It's getting a lot of response. I mean, you've generated a war on social media. Although, I got to say, the people who do not put ketchup on their steak are clearly winning. You are outnumbered in droves, my friend. College football season right around the corner tonight, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. It's actually be 4 in the afternoon. Join CBS Sports Network's team of experts as they tackle the hottest topics on the gridiron. It's Inside College Football on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. And here are two topics that I bet they're going to talk about. Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley officially naming Jalen Hurts as the team's starting quarterback for its season opener. I don't know that that's a huge surprise, but this had been an extended QB competition in Norman. So Hurts, of course, spent the first 3 years of his career at Alabama. Was 26-2. And then decided after losing that starting spot to Tua Tagovailoa, decided that he would graduate, or that he would transfer as a graduate, to the Sooners. And so he's going to end up playing starting for two of the premier programs in college football. So he beat out a redshirt freshman and a true freshman, and definitely his starting experience gives him the edge. And of course, there's the debate about whether or not he can be a balanced quarterback, a dual threat, or if he's more about the rush. Responsible for 71 touchdowns in his Alabama career, which is second best in school history, and more than 7,600 offensive yards to his credit as well. So you can't quibble with the winning record. I know it's a team sport, but he was a major part of that. So Oklahoma naming Jalen Hurts the starting QB. And think about the last two starting quarterbacks for the Oklahoma Sooners and where they've ended up. And also this in college football, Clemson, for the first time ever, is the number one ranked team in the AP preseason top 25. And while we're talking about quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence, of course, helping the Tigers to win the national championship as a freshman QB. So second title in 3 years. And while preseason polls mean absolutely nothing, in fact, I think I could finish the sentence. The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is a preseason poll. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page as well. I sweat your appetite a little bit for college football, which is coming up even sooner than the NFL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Austin, who's in California. Austin, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So I know you're being tongue-in-cheek, but I'm not when I say this, man. The worst thing about preseason football, or the more worst thing, is players playing who are your franchise guy. Now, as a Cowboys fan, I guess the silver lining of Zeke not being there is that Jason Garrett won't be tempted to put him on the field. And I can't remember which game it was. It might have been Matt Ryan, but I saw a quarterback who is their franchise get absolutely destroyed. And there's no reason to do that. I mean, it's not one series isn't going to make your season, but it could definitely break it if you just have one bad hit go the wrong way. So I think these coaches are being ridiculous by playing the franchise guy in the preseason when all of them claim that practices and scrimmages are more important than preseason to begin with. But that's all I got. I got to get back to work. I've been waiting too long, so I got to go to work, Amy. Have a good night.
All right, Austin. Thanks so much for your phone call. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting debate. The quarterbacks will tell you, the ones that play, that they do like to get out there and match up against the first string defense of the opposing team and do it at real speed, even if it's a short period of time. It gives them a chance to kind of gauge where they are, but it also gives them a chance to run through the plays, to run through the progressions if they have the opportunity, and to try things that they've worked on in practice. Though generally they keep the offenses pretty vanilla, but it's good to go against a defense that doesn't already know what's coming. I just remember ad nauseum the practices against your own defense when I played hoops, and you just got so tired of matching up against a defense that knew the play as well as you did, and so they already knew it was coming. They were cheating. It wasn't a real test of whatever it was that you were trying to run. And so I do understand why. Plus, the speed is not quite the same in practice for the most part. I mean, they're not even allowed to practice in pads all the time. So I understand why guys want to get out there and take a hit. I mean, to me, if it were me and I was the quarterback, I'd want to take that first hit and just get it over with. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Otis, who's in Georgia.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Good morning. Hey, yeah, I wanted to say anybody who puts ketchup on their steak is disgusting. I just had to get that out there.
No, that's not personal, Chris. The steak is disgusting, but you are not disgusting. I just have to reassure him. I'm worried about his feelings.
Everybody knows you put Worcestershire sauce on steak. Come on now. Come on. So want to let you know, Amy, that I have some things that are a little bit worse than the preseason. Like, for one, like going on a first date, you meet a girl who's musty.
Musty? Like she got pulled out of a closet with mothballs?
No, like musty, like not ma'am, like girl musty's not bad, but if she's like guy musty, that's pretty bad.
You'll have to be a little more descriptive. What is guy musty?
Well, guy musty is like, you know, you've been playing football all day, you come home, and there's a pungent smell.
Oh, so in other words, B.O. is what you're saying.
Right. So real
okay,
bad.
Got it. Musty. I never heard that before. Okay.
Yeah, real musty, right? And one more I got is like, have you ever woke up in the morning late for work, and you had to get up and you stomp your toe. Not the big toe, but the pinky toe.
Oh!
Yeah, the pinky toe's the worst.
Or drop something on it. Have you ever done that?
Anything to the pinky toe is horrible. I'm just saying, the pinky toe is the worst.
Oh, well, okay, those are pretty bad. I'm glad that it's only the NFL preseason that we have to deal with, man. not a musty date.
Oh, my God, yes. Horrible. It's happened, Amy. It's happened.
Well, I can
smell like men, and it's not good.
I can tell that you're speaking from experience, Otis. All right. Good to hear from you. Have a great Tuesday.
You too.
So we have men in a bar wearing Crocs, and that's the last thing you see before you approach them. And then we have women who smell musty. All right. We're equal service or equal time here on the show. So I love this one. You guys are going to love this one. I knew that our audience would be creative. We're asking you to fill in the blank. The only thing worse than NFL preseason, Jason says on Facebook, is having your ex's name tattooed on your body. Andrew, do you have any tattoos?
I do not.
So would you like to fill in the blank, or am I putting you on the spot and you can't be creative in this moment?
We'll see. Let's roll the dice.
Okay. Fill in the blank. Complete the sentence.
Mm.
The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is?
Well, I did see someone say mayonnaise to you earlier.
Yes. Oh, so gross.
Which I disagree with strongly. Oh, mayonnaise is a beautiful thing.
Excuse me.
Noise is worse than the NFL preseason. Hair in a shower drain.
Oh, yes.
That is, not that I'm tough to begin with, but that is arguably the worst thing ever.
Having to pull out a clogged
shower drain with gross, wilted, wet, mushed together hair.
Wilted. So have you already instructed your young kiddos that they must clean out their own hair?
I shave their heads. We nip in the bud, yeah.
Great.
Yep.
You're going to be, they're going to be living with you forever.
That's
fine. You
know
that, right?
Okay. Yeah, no, listen, everybody wins in that scenario. I'd rather that than them being off with a full head of hair doing God knows what.
Okay, also, would you like to weigh in on the other debate that Chris started, which is, it shouldn't even be a debate. Mm. Ketchup on your steak.
That's a kid's thing. At some point, yeah, I did that growing up because I didn't know better. But once you get past like puberty, you got to understand that.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, even a good steak needs nothing. A good steak just needs to be eaten like that. That if it's done well.
No salt and pepper?
If it's seasoned well and cooked well, you don't need anything. But I can give you steak sauce. I can give you,
horseradish dip.
Yeah, and some restaurants put an herbed butter on top. But there are different things you can do on a steak, but it can't be ketchup. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Can't be ketchup. Once you get past like 9, ketchup's out. And I love ketchup. We've discussed in the past. I'll put ketchup on almost anything, but not steak.
Not a steak.
No, not a good steak.
No. Chris also explained to me what a White Claw is. Are you familiar with the trend?
Oh, of course.
Oh, no. So you're a White Clawer as well?
No, I have not. They exist in my house because my wife drinks them and others have drank them. I haven't yet.
So in other words, Chris. This is Chris's night. Letting us know that he loves ketchup on his steak.
Right.
And admitting that he had 2 White Claws last weekend.
Well, James Graceffo, who you know well, who has been here as well, who is, I thought, would be a guy that would beat up somebody that drinks White Claws, revealed 2 weeks ago that he loves them. So and they've made some inroads.
So bougie.
That's what I thought. I thought they were bougie. And that's normally, I drink cider. And I'm a big, spiked lemonade guy this summer.
Oh, you are kind of bougie, yep.
So, it's almost something I would drink, but I can't bring myself to do it. But a lot of cool kids are drinking White Claw these days. I'm impressed by the inroads they've made with these pesky millennials, man.
I did find one friend of mine who happened to be awake during the show in Denver, and he said he had no idea what they were either. So I felt like, okay, at least I'm not the only one in the world who didn't know what the drink was.
Yeah, but you guys are on a short list at this point.
That's
they're
true.
Very popular, and they're in every store.
Mm. That's okay. I'm still not using ketchup on my steak.
Good.
And I'm still not drinking a Black Claw or whatever
it's
called.
Yeah, here's the thing. You don't need to drink it. I'm not recommending drinking it. I'm surprised that you don't know it.
Oh, because I'm such a big drinker?
No, just because it's that. To me, there are things that everybody should just kind of know about.
Oh,
you don't have to try it or know everything. But, you should have seen a White Claw by now. Like, it's in everything. It's in 7-Eleven. It's in supermarkets. There's commercials. Like, they're in restaurants. Like, I was in a restaurant this weekend that had, it was on tap. It was just, I didn't even know it was a thing. So I'm surprised that you haven't even, that you didn't even know it existed.
Did not. Don't care. But I do appreciate the fact that I need to know these things to be a competent radio host.
Nah.
Or just a competent human?
Yeah. Like, awake.
Oh, so much for that. All right. So it's good that Andrew weighed in. We all feel good about ourselves now. Great.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Third down and 6. Niners need to reach the 47-yard line. They'll bring the tight end, Ross Dwelly, in motion. So 2x2, 4-man rush, quick pressure by Chubb. Pass thrown and contested and intercepted by the Broncos sideline. Intercepted there by Isaac Yadam.
Something that I haven't done in a year, obviously. So, you know, got knocked the rust off and everything. And, you know, thankfully we have a short week this week, so we get bounced back quickly. But, yeah, it's, you know, the first step of getting back into it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
A bumpy re-entry into the NFL for Jimmy Garoppolo. At best, he was rusty. At worst, he was completely out of sync, and he was definitely under duress. The good news is that Kyle Shanahan says there's absolutely no issues with his reconstructed knee, that the torn ACL 11 months ago is not affecting him at all, but definitely he needs to get out there and get some more snaps. I mean, it's always hard to gauge in preseason football, but this is what we've got, and this is how he's going to have to prepare. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for all of your tweets, all of your Facebook posts. We're going to get back to some of your responses to our Twizzler Tuesday question. We're asking you to complete the sentence. The only thing worse than NFL preseason is what? Because so many of you are complaining about it now that we've gone through 2 full weeks. And we still have a couple of rounds to go. If you thought that was bad, wait till week number 4. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Let's see. Stefan says on Twitter, the only thing worse than NFL preseason is that feeling you get after a bug unexpectedly crawled on you. Some of the responses you're sending me are flat out gross, and I cannot read them. Caesar says the only thing worse is waking up for work. You walk outside to get in your car and realize that it's been towed because you were parked in the wrong spot. Oh, man, that sinking feeling. It doesn't even have to be going out for work in the morning. I once came out of a football game in college, and I went to find my car, and it was gone. It was gone. It's happened to me one other time where I parked. Somebody mistook my car for someone else's, or I don't remember what happened, called the cops, and I got towed. Yeah, coming out and finding out your car is gone, that it's either been towed or, worst case scenario, stolen. That is a sinking feeling. All right, let's see. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, a lot of you weighing in on the whole catch-up conversation as well. Daniel's listening in Atlanta. Daniel, welcome to After Hours.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Right quick, the catch-up on the steak just makes me want to just put on the saddest country song and ball up with some whiskey and just cry myself to sleep. Because I know he probably got it well done. It's not a steak, it's a burger, bro.
He just called you bro. Chris, you got bread.
And then, right quick, the only thing worse than preseason football is having to deal with, like, the social media experts, you know, the pseudo people that always think that they know stuff and they spell, like, 4 words wrong and use 3 words incorrectly.
The PhDs. There's so many PhDs on Twitter. It's amazing. On social media, yeah, experts for everything. And you know all they did was YouTube it or someone told them. I heard this one time.
Got that PhD from Facebook University. I
yes, absolutely. Those are good. I appreciate that, day. Daniel. You too. You made that man crawl up in a ball with his whiskey and cry himself to sleep, Chris. I don't know. You're having such an incredible impact, indelible impact on the listening audience today. How are you feeling about this? Are you wavering at all about ketchup on a steak?
I'm going to go home and have some ketchup on a steak for breakfast. No, that's what I'm going to do. That's
oh my gosh.
I'm going to do.
Who's making you the steak?
Maybe my lady friend.
Wait, do you have one?
Perhaps.
This is a new development. Is she the one that thinks steak with ketchup is a good idea?
She would actually slaughter me because she's a professional cook and baker.
So oh, no. Say, oh, my gosh. And this. Still, you're not giving it up. Alan is in Toronto. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. Great show, as always.
Thank you.
NFL football game in a snowstorm in near impossible playing conditions.
What? I love that.
Yeah, it's not so much for me because I can dress up like I'm going on an expedition to the Arctic, but it's the players. They're zigging, you know, a running back is zigging instead of zagging, and there's more chance of injury, and it makes a mockery of your talent. All the things you need to do, you can't do.
Yeah, but it's
and
fun.
I'm really up in arms with Minneapolis. They had a dome, and now they're playing outdoors. Baseball and football, they're playing outdoors. That is lowering your standard of living, as far as I'm concerned, because if any city needs a dome, it is Minneapolis. And you know, it's I've been to some snowstorms, and I don't mind it so much because, you know, like I said, I can dress. But
wait, the football stadium is a dome.
Yeah, partly a dome, I guess, for the fans. It's you know, it's partly a dome, I guess.
Oh well, I mean, but they did hold the Super Bowl there, obviously, a couple years ago.
Have you been in football games in a snowstorm or bitter cold temperatures?
Yes,
cold temperatures,
absolutely. No, I feel like I'm part of the crew because I'm braving the elements. I actually like it. I grew up in New Hampshire, so cold is I mean, it's cold. It's whatever. It's part of life. But I love snow. And I once went to a college game, a college bowl game, which is kind of against my religion. But I did go to a college bowl game in the snow, and it was fantastic. I think it's awesome. So I don't think we agree on this, Alan. I feel like it's tougher. It makes you tougher. It makes me tougher. It makes them tougher if you can survive the elements.
And then driving home after the game, that's the worst part, because sometimes, you know, you just can't get out of there. Mm-hmm. Unless you're on a rapid transit line. Like here in Toronto, we have a rapid transit line. So
okay. You know, well, good. I'm glad you have a contingency plan, Alan. Thank you.
We can only agree on some of the things some of the time, but never all of the things all of the time.
Yeah, no, that would be boring. That would be really boring, Alan. Thank you for your phone call.
Great to talk to you, Amy. Thank you.
Ronald says on our Facebook page, the only thing worse than preseason football is people crowning the Cleveland Browns in the Super Bowl. Wait a minute. No, I would have to say Patriots fans who already want to know who they're going to play in the Super Bowl. Stop it. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Trey on Facebook, watching The Bachelor with my girlfriend over some type of sporting event. Anything over The Bachelor. let's see. Matt says the Baby Shark song. I don't actually know the Baby Shark song because my nieces are older now. Dave just threw his hands up in the air. Is this something that your kids listen to, the Baby Shark song?
You better believe it.
I don't want to hear it because I fear that it will get stuck in my head. And I like sharks, so let's not sing it or play it.
I'll close YouTube.
Yeah, right. Is it is it for a particular TV show? Is that where it came from?
No, it was put on YouTube about 3 years ago.
Oh,
and it has
okay.
7 billion views or something crazy.
Is this worse than What Does the Fox Say? Is it?
Yeah. My kid likes that one as well.
Oh, my gosh. My nieces thought that was the funniest thing ever. And every single time I would spend any amount of time with them, we had to listen to that song over and over and over again. Oh, my gosh. So the only thing worse than the NFL preseason, Brandon says, watching paint dry. Another Facebook post, going to the in-laws and not being able to watch any sports because they have no cable. Oof. You need some better planning, man. There was one here that was very near and dear to my heart. Here we go. Andre on Facebook, running out of lime chips during a game. Now, I wonder if that's one of the lime chips disciples that I was able to convert. Because hint of lime chips are the bomb. David says something worse than preseason is chewing on aluminum foil. Who chews on aluminum foil? Chris, please don't tell me you're one of the people that chews on aluminum foil.
Come on. I draw the line somewhere.
Oh, okay. I draw the line somewhere. Not ketchup on my steak, but somewhere.
And by the way, that Baby Shark song is being converted into a TV show by Nickelodeon. Oh, so that's well, where we're at with that now.
That would explain it. Let's see. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, David says the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is Twitter play-by-play guy. But there are so many out there. I mean, there are literally analysts who go to games and do nothing but tweet every single play. I try not to be that person. Kevin says, worse is people who say like, every other word like. When I talk really fast, I'll drop in a few likes. On Twitter, Fawn says, taking your kids to school, finding out they didn't have school. Oof, that would be brutal for sure. These are good. I really appreciate the fact that you have you've brought it this morning. Thank you so much. Again, some of them I can't read because they gross me out, but thank you for weighing in. And definitely you can continue to send me your tweets. If you're listening to our podcast, of course, you can always. In fact, I know when people listen to the podcast because they answer all day long on Twitter and Facebook. All right, a couple of other notes to drop in. Julian Edelman back at practice on Monday. Why do you care? Well, I don't know why you care, but my mom cares because it's her favorite player. Aaron Rodgers also practiced on Monday, so he says his back is feeling better, and that's good news. And then we'll wait to see how bad week three of the preseason is. So this is kind of cheeky of us, except that week three of the preseason is the closest that you get to an actual football game, right? So maybe week three will be something that floats your boat more than ketchup on your steak. All right, find me on Twitter or on Facebook. We're back tonight for the Hump Show. Have a great Tuesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.